need to move to number five. Number one and number two, the board may review, discuss, and take action on possible unlicensed practitioner case C-2304 for Leslie Tell Barnhart, as well as case C-2305 with regard to Amy Rose Woodwiss. And are you Amy or?
I am.
Okay, Amy, come on forward. This matter was on last month's agenda, but there was some confusion as to what time they should appear, and so they came after we were finished, and so we have allowed them to come back and just kind of share with us what is going on at the Pitbull store.
Leslie Tell Barnhart is my husband.
Okay.
I apologize, he couldn't make it here, he's working today. So we received the letter, and I apologize, actually, I'm not as formal. I didn't know what to expect.
All right.
We're a retail location. My husband and I purchased the Pitbull store January 1st, 2020 was our first day of business. And I wrote back and addressed all of the questions and wanted to make sure that I was here if anyone had any questions for me. Mostly the questions at hand were, are we operating like a vet? And the answer is absolutely not. We're a retail location. We sell, you know, your typical things like food, supplements, nutrition, off-the-shelf items like antique sprays. I think we're most known for luxury supplies like gold chains and things like that. We travel and do a lot of things in the dog community as well.
Okay.
But we do have a mobile vet that comes out once monthly to our Phoenix location. We now have four locations, and initially we had one in the first year, well, within the first 6 months. But yes, we don't do any medical services, such as surgeries. We do get a lot of calls about ear croppings and things like that. Now, prior to us taking over the business, we were customers of the store as well. We've always had dogs, and we've never seen anything like that in the stores. But we do receive a lot of phone calls. We make necessary recommendations to vets that we've used ourselves, like Quartz Mountain Animal Hospital for ear croppings. We get questions about a lot, just get right in.
I just wanted to let Victoria jump in.
Yes. Madam Chair, members, thank you for coming back.
Thank you for allowing us to.
If you remember after the last meeting when I talked to you and your husband,
yes.
Your husband explained to me that he would sometimes vaccinate dogs when the customers would buy the vaccines.
Right.
And we had a brief conversation about why that would not be the best practice.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain to the board if that's continuing to happen or kind of what your plan is?
So we sell the vaccines like you can get at the feed stores, like 5-in-1s, 9-in-1s, things of that nature. Now, if people come in and they purchase and they're very nervous about doing the vaccine, we have coached them or helped them. It's not a normal practice, but it is something that we try and help people through. Now, we had a conversation about the reason why that gray area is important not to do is you don't have any life-saving medical equipment to administer help to that dog, say there was some sort of reaction, which I understand completely.
Right.
Now, we do still sell the single individual stuff.
So you can sell them, and I don't want to give you advice, but just to be clear about what we
yes.
talked about was that
don't do it.
In my opinion, it's not a gray area.
You're not administering vaccines
yet to the correct.
Correct, yeah.
And again, if you have the mobile vet coming, you know, once a month to your premise, that would be the time to
right.
send your clients
yeah.
there and have them get those. But just want to make sure, because again, this one has popped up on our radar a lot, so you're
yes.
obviously being watched. We don't, you know, we don't go out there in search of these things, so, you know, just keep that in mind. So just make sure that you're keeping everything this strictly, you know, retail. And again, you can sell these vaccines, but you just can't be administering them. It's only for your if it were your own dog. So I can administer it on my own dog. But
and I would say, just being a high-end store, it would be prudent to educate yourself on the difference between veterinary vaccines and feed store vaccines, because there is quite a difference. And when you start looking at efficacy and you start looking at whether the company is going to back you should your animal get parvo if they've been vaccinated over the counter, you're not going to get any of that protection, which you would get if you had done it through a veterinarian. So best case scenario, you would not be recommending that being a high-end store. So, you know, just doing a little bit more education, I think, would be helpful too.
Because not all vaccines are the same?
Well, even warranties from the manufacturers. If I give a vaccine and it fails, the manufacturer's going to pay for that usually.
Okay, gotcha.
If it's given at a feed store, we don't know, was it kept on the loading dock and out of the fridge for an hour?
Temperature control.
Yeah, until the kid came off the school and put it in the fridge finally, and yeah.
In a veterinary facility, we have to have thermometers on our refrigerator. So we know if there's a problem in that refrigerator, in particular regarding vaccines and other injectables. So that's why our concern, not only is this vaccine efficacious, but is there some, has it been handled properly from when we would get warm vaccine from a manufacturer? You know, the ice packs are warm, goes back. Because it is very sensitive.
So I've even encountered where vaccines on display with a, you know, open, a clear glass cooler, mm-hmm. but it had light around the edge. Well, that UV light, if it's not in a box or something, that UV light will destroy your vaccine. Yeah, I mean, it's got to be, I mean, there's all kinds of crazy stuff, and I'm sure that if you know this, they're, what you can sell retail individually are packaged individually. They're not, that you can't take the tray of 50 and sell them individually. That's breaking packaging. That's a federal law violation. But if it's specifically packaged for single dose sale, that's what retailers can, mm-hmm. that with just a business license can.
Madam Chair,
yeah.
Yes.
One quick question. Are you all performing any kind of breeding services?
No, I think the question there is we provide breeding supplies, so like milks, bottles, collars for puppies.
You don't take specimens, do inseminations,
no.
Do ultrasounds?
No.
Because that was on the web.
You don't have any
ultrasound
in the business. You don't have progesterone tests. You don't have an ultrasound machine at the facility.
I had an ultrasound machine that was mine. I took it out as soon as we started talking. They're like, no, that okay. It wasn't ever anything that I used publicly that I ever received money for. I have dogs, so it was mine. And now we live pretty far out, so I just took it home. I was like, it's not worth it.
So out of curiosity, when you were talking about online, this progesterone testing and all that, if that was done once a month by a veterinarian who came in mobily, how is that even useful? How was that done? Or were you guys doing progesterone testing? Because you have to do paired testing, you have to do multiple days. I mean, that's not just a one-time test once a month. So how
was that? We had a progesterone machine again that it was for personal use, but we don't have anything there anymore.
So it was for personal use, but you're still advertising it to the public?
I don't have it advertised to the public.
But you were?
I had it at one point. We had thought about figuring out a way to incorporate, but there's too many laws. I'm not a vet, you know, there's too much liability. It's not.
Because we had transcervical insemination, which is not a non-invasive procedure at all. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that was being advertised here that's full-on medicine and practicing medicine. So I don't know how that was done once a month when you can't do breeding services once a month. They're never fit to a schedule. So I'm just not quite understanding the explanations here. I'm glad you're not doing this stuff now, but just know stuff is probably being done illegally. So we got to be careful that we're not crossing that line in the future.
Absolutely.
Well, I guess, how long ago, you said you purchased this 2 years ago, so this was an ongoing business that
right.
may have been doing all that stuff, and you've changed that model.
We purchased January 1st of 2020 was our first day in the building. And it was just the one location of 43rd Avenue in Van Buren.
Now you have four stores in Arizona, or?
We have three and we have one in LA, Claremont, California.
Okay. So all these things are advertised on a copyright of 2002, or 2022, just so we know.
Okay.
So it was after the purchase. And again, if everything's changed, that's good, but I just want to make sure everything has changed.
We appreciate you being here today. And if you have any questions in the future as far as what you are or not allowed to do, you know, don't sorry.
Contact a lawyer.
Yeah, maybe that's.
And there's a, oh, is Dave not here anymore? There's another lawyer back here.
Statutes are on the website.
Yeah.
And they are fairly easy. Look, if I can understand them, you can understand them, right? It's a thin book.
Well, thank you, appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
I think we're, yeah, we're good. We already closed it out last time, didn't we? Or what did we do, or we pended it?
You, I think you voted to refer it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to rescind that vote?
I move we rescind the referral. We were going to refer it to a later date, is that?
No, refer it to law.
Refer it to law enforcement?
Yeah.
I move we rescind the referral.
I'll second that.
Is this for which case?
For both.
You got to do one at a time.
We would need just to do one at a time.
Okay, so you said Leslie Tell Barnhart is your husband, right? And then the Amy Rose Woodwiss one, that's you, okay. Okay, so let's take C-2304 first. So we have a motion and a second to dismiss case C-2304.
And rescind the prior.
And rescind.
I think you just closed the case.
Okay.
And rescind your referral to law enforcement.
Rescind the referral to law enforcement and close the case. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Nay.
Was that three?
Three nays. So it passes, but it was three.
Yeah, it was only threes.
Which were the three?
So Dr. Wright, Dr. James, and Dr. Nosley, is that correct?
I mean, I think it's just important to send a message that there are legal ramifications of running any business, and you need to know them, and what was being done was not right. I'm glad you've corrected it, but we'll close the case, but.
But we hope not to see you again.
Well, there's still a second.
Yeah, so now.
In here.
Yes.
Yeah, with regard to case C-2305.
I don't know, felines.
Do we have a motion to dismiss, or sorry, to close case C-2305?
So moved.
Rescind, okay. And I will second that motion again. Motion and a second, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Nay.
Same three.
Same.
Okay. That takes care of that, so thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
Okay, so now back to section four. Number five, 22136, and 2303, in regards to Maya Della Pignata, DBN, board may review, discuss, and take action on request from respondent to lift suspension status on veterinary license. Board may also take action to offer a consent agreement to allow respondent to return to practice under appropriate terms and restrictions. Board may also take action on case 22136. This is in supplement one. I know we received a new handout from Ms. Della Pignata's attorney, and then.
Madam Chair, this may be a bit lengthy, so if we're going to take a break, if you want to take a break now, as opposed to getting started, because this will, I'll be asking for a couple of executive sessions.
So sorry, take a break to read what we just received?
That also, as well as a bio break.
Okay. Okay, well, let's go ahead and do that then for about 5 minutes, and we'll reconvene in a moment. Sorry, I should have asked first.
Recording.
Okay, we are back in open session. Ms. Solomon, if you wanted to start.
Yes, Madam Chair, I'd like to start by moving that we go into executive session for legal questions.
Okay, I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second to go into executive session. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion approved.